So, hey, Fullest Life friends, I just jumped on really quick, kind of to have one of those moments of I'm just saying, right? My I'm just saying moment is about perspective. And you know what? I used to talk about perspective a lot, like especially when I first started my podcast and everything. And like right now, this glass, this light is glaring on my glasses and it's giving me a different perspective, but I'm keep on rolling anyway, you all. But I wanted to talk about how we view life and people from our perspective. Instead of like literally giving people a chance to be who they are and get to know them for themselves, we kind of walk into situations as people and already judge them based on nothing but our perspective, because your perspective is all you have until you decide to do something else, right? And so it just kind of gets me like right here in the back of my neck, that nerve right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I see people judging people, or like quickly make an assessment of who someone else is when they haven't had a chance to get to know them, haven't taken the time, any of that stuff, but they're just looking from their perspective. And your perspective will make you miss out on the opportunity to really get to know someone who could be really a super person or a chance to change your life, right? So recently I was flying on the airplane, and I don't know if I share this, but I meet a lot of people on the airplane. I will say that. A lot of ladies, and I sit next to, we end up having great conversations. Some of them I still keep in touch with, of all, you know, varying races, ages, economic status, all of that, different parts of the country. Really don't care about all of that. I'm just like, you know, if we're having a conversation, I'm into who that person is, not so much who, what their quote unquote, you know, makeup is. And so met a woman on the airplane, really nice, 80 years old. She was great. I went to this small town that she's from. I was going there. She's on her way home. I'm going there to speak. We end up hitting it off, right? I get ready to speak later, a couple of days later. I had told her I was going to be doing an evening program. A couple of days later, I'm doing my evening program, talking to a principal at this school, telling about this wonderful lady I met. And as I'm speaking about her, you all, she comes walking down the aisle in the auditorium. Blew my mind, and I'm like, wow. And so I go up, I hug her. She said, honey, I remember you said you were going to be here speaking. I brought my friend, you know, to hear you speak and everything. So they stayed. We had a wonderful time. She just was such, you know, just truly encouraged by what I spoke about. And I was truly encouraged because we made such a connection. So after leaving there, she invited me to her home. We went to her home, and then we went out for ice cream. We just had a great time together. And so I was telling this recently to someone, and they were like, oh my God, you went to some stranger's home? I'm like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, that is crazy. She could have been an axe murderer. She could have tried to kill you. You know what? She could have, but I already knew. I already knew that that's not who she was. And if I would have gone into that with the attitude and the perspective of this other person, that somebody's always trying to harm me, then I would have missed a great opportunity to make a great friend. And she is a great friend now, because even though I left that town, we've talked 3 times since then. She's just truly been an encouragement. She sent me articles from the newspaper that they wrote on me. Just all these things. And she's looking forward to me coming to her town again. She's like, I'm already gathering people to come see you speak. And I was just thinking, man, how many times do we allow our perspective to keep us away from people or things or opportunities that God opens for us? Because we're always so skeptical, because we watch too many scary movies, because we always read in the newspaper, or I don't even think people read newspapers anymore, but watching the news or whatever it is that gets you on a negative. Don't be so quick to just let your perspective get you out of the place that God has you to be. There are doors that are going to be opening in your life and in my life that we have to walk through. And the only way you can walk through a door is you have to open a door. The only way you can walk into opportunities is you got to be able to move differently than you moved before. If you've been going this way, yeah, see how my hand is going out of the screen? That's where you're going to keep on going. But if your opportunity, your blessing, the thing God has for you is this way, but all your mind is saying, well, I can't do that because I've always been a this way kind of girl, you're going to miss what he has for you over here. And over here, you don't know. Over there could be the blessing. Could be the blessing you've been waiting on. Could be that thing that you've been like, ooh, I need that. You know, it could be some keys to your next home. It could be some keys to your future. It could be some keys to that destiny you've been looking for, that job, that opportunity, that moment that you've been looking for could be on this side while you so busy focused on that side. You all, take your blinders off. I'm not telling us to be crazy and just do foolish things, but if you're prayerful, God will leave you. I knew without a doubt when I got off that airplane talking to that woman that she wasn't an axe murderer. I had no feeling that she was going to kill me. She was an older white lady. I didn't feel any like, ooh, she's racist. She's going to get me over there and her and her friends going to tar and feather me. None of that. I knew genuinely that she was a cool person, that she was a good person, and her heart was in the right place. And mine was, because I think about the fact that she could have been like, I bet you, she probably told somebody, I invited her to the house and she came to the house and they probably like, you invited a strange woman off the airplane to your house? Yes, she did. And neither one of us killed the other person. Neither one of us meant any harm to the other person. We only meant the best. And now I have a friend for life in Miss Lynn. Miss Lynn in the middle of South Dakota. Yeah. Miss Lynn is now my friend. And that's a blessing I would have missed had I not decided to veer from the path that I normally walk to hear the voice of God and go the other way. If you always do the same thing, you will always get the same results. And to think you're going to get something different, that's the definition of insanity. That's not my definition. That is the definition. If you go throughout history, they'll tell you, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing expecting something different. So I just want us to take a perspective, right? Perspective and take a step back instead of seeing things the way we always see them. Just kind of look at something from a different angle. Tilt your head like this instead of like this. And you'll never guess what you might see. I will real quick. But I remember when I was carrying my son when I was pregnant, right? That tilt your head thing just made me think about this. I'm walking through the mall one day and someone that I've known knew came up behind me and they're like, hey, how you doing and everything. And I turned around and they were like, whoa, you're pregnant. I'm like, yeah. And she was like, you would have never known from the back. Because I was, when I carried my son, I was really straight. So in the back, I looked like my normal self. But it wasn't until I turned around that you saw this huge curvature. I was like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And so the perspective change, she thought she was seeing was not like what she was actually seeing when I turned around. Turn around, you all. Turn around. Because you might be missing your fullest life while you walking and doing the same thing that you've always done with your head tilted to the left. All right, love you all. You know I said everything. Live full so that you can die empty. We'll talk later. Bye.